Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
I'd like to introduce Alex Britton, who works for the Clear Vision Project. For those who don't know, it's a fantastic service. I've used it myself when my daughter Jodie was small, but I'm going to let Alex tell you all about it now. Hi, Alex.
Hello. Well, in terms for anyone who hasn't encountered our books before, what Clear Vision does is run a postal lending library, and all of our books are dual format in print and braille. Because the majority of braille reading parents have got sighted children, the majority of sighted braille reading children spend a lot of their time reading with sighted parents or siblings or classmates if they're in mainstream school. And obviously a lot of teaching assistants and other people who will be helping a child learn to read don't necessarily know a lot of braille. So the idea is that they're books for sharing.
Do you want to tell us the history of how this came about?
Well, it basically happened when the lady who's currently our chair of trustees moved from a mainstream primary school where she was working in the library to a special school that was specifically for students with a visual impairment. And was sort of shown around their library, and then the person who was showing around explained that this was where the Braille reading schemes were, where the children learnt Braille, and how they moved on from that to the RNIB library once they were fluent readers. And she said, that's lovely. Where are their books to take home? And the person who was showing around it sort of looked stumped for a minute and then said, well, lots of the children who are learning Braille don't have Braille reading parents, so there aren't any books that they can share. There's no point in them taking their Braille books home because the parents can't check what they're reading. And her reaction was essentially to ponder on this for, I think, a couple of hours, and then march off down to the local bookshop, buy some ordinary children's picture books and a big pair of scissors. And that was kind of how it's the format that our books are produced and developed. What we do now, not with a big pair of scissors, but with a guillotine, is we braille the text onto clear plastic pages that are then rebound into the book with a spiral binding. So what you've got is the print, the pictures, and the braille all together. So you've got people who can effectively share the picture books.
What sort of age group would your books reach, aimed at?
Well, our youngest readers are very, very small indeed. When I say readers, we're talking about babies whose parents have joined the library. On one case, a few months ago, I had a grandfather who wanted to sign his... he was a braille reader and he wanted to sign up his new grandchild. And I said, oh, that's lovely. How old are they? And he said, well, she should be born any minute now. which was wonderful. So, yeah, people can join the library from birth, either as a reader or somebody who's being read to. And we have sort of board books for toddlers that have got the braille on the page, so they can get used to finding it, but if they're going to be a braille reader, but also sort of touchy-feely things that make it worth reaching out and holding a book and exploring. And then we go up through picture books, all the kind of the favourites that most children like, so the Gruffalo and Spot the Dog and Kipper and Thomas the Tank Engine. and then we move up. So for children who are perhaps just started to become fluent readers, so perhaps want short chapters in their books, but perhaps need an adult reading along with them just to kind of give them a bit of confidence or check words. So we've got books for that kind of age. And then when children become really fluent readers, then they can go on to reading Braille or print by themselves, so they don't need our library anymore. But not everybody attains that level. So we've got books for older children and teenagers as well, who perhaps they're not very confident in their Braille, or perhaps they've come late to learning it, but they still want the book that any teenager would want, but perhaps need quite short chapters or only a few sentences on a page. So we've got some things for them as well.
It's brilliant. I can't emphasise enough when Jodie was little and the one thing you want to do with your children is read them a bedtime story. And I was able to do that with her. And then as she became, she was a very fluent reader, and we could read to each other and take it in turns. I could do one page in Braille and then she could do a page in print. So I sign up anybody. I just can't emphasize it enough.
I think it gives kids a bit of confidence as well. Even as you say, once they become quite fluent readers, having somebody there to share the book with and share the story with and the atmosphere, the sort of the quiet time that you can have together as parents and children or grandparents or friends, babysitters, whoever. It's nice to have that sort of that peace and quality time and explore something that hopefully is a really interesting story.
So how can people find out more and join up?
Well, we've got a website, which is www.clearvisionproject.org, or people could give us an email, which is info@clearvisionproject.org, or our telephone number is 0208 789 9575. And we're around on Facebook as Clear Vision Project or Twitter as clearvision.org. And of course, we'll be at Sight Village. So we'd love people to come along and have a chat and have a play with some of our books there.
Just a thought, if anybody's got children and they've got books that they no longer want, would they be of any use to you?
But yeah, no, donations are very, very gratefully received, particularly at the moment because it's all changed at the minute because obviously some of the children who are learning Braille at the moment are learning UEB, Unified English Braille. So we're having to convert a large portion of our library to this for when they become readers. But obviously we're keeping the standard English Braille as well for anybody who wants it. So it's all changed. All books are welcome.
That's it, because if people are learning Braille now, they need to really be learning the UEB, don't they? So it's ready for the future. So,
Yeah, that's what school exams are going to be in a few years' time. So maybe get them started.
well, thank you very much. I love talking to you and hearing about it, and it just brings back those, like I said, some special times with children. I mean, I've not got children, but just listening to the fact that you can share those moments more by having the Braille, having the print, whichever one each person needs. I think it's just fantastic, and it just brings that special time back, which must be so hard to get if you haven't got access to a format what suits you or the child. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.